Well, we never got our rhythm, I didn't think, very well in the first half, and we kept it tight. And then in the third quarter, we started turning the basketball over. We had 10 turnovers, I believe, in the second half, and they were on the break. And then they execute very well. I thought they screened very well tonight. We struggled to make shots. We gave up too many threes, especially to Poindexter hit a couple on us. We lost him a few times. But we did not score enough points, screen well enough, execute well enough. And then the turnovers really really bothered us. So I was disappointed. We didn't make a harder push at the end, but, you know, give Memphis some credit. I thought they executed very well.
Does it boggle your mind he only had 33 in the second half?
Well, I mean, you know, the tempo of the game, we didn't get enough defensive stops to get out and get some easy ones. We missed some easy shots. We had a couple chances to cut it to five. We missed a couple easy ones, and they got out on the break and, you know, got a layup, a couple putbacks. But our turnovers in the second half, really, you know, they got out and took advantage of that, which they do very well, as we know. So I was pleased with our rebounding overall, you know, but I didn't think our spacing, and we didn't move the ball well enough. We didn't screen well enough offensively, but really defensively, giving up the threes, the turnovers, those things really put you behind, and that we struggle with that.
How many of Crawford's difficulties stem from their defense, and how much from coming back from the ankle? Did it look to you like he was favoring it?
No, I don't think so. I mean, maybe a little bit of both. You know, he practiced yesterday. You know, he's just one of those nights. You're not always going to shoot the ball well. You know, Tony Allen's a good defender, as we know, so Jamal missed a couple shots he usually makes, but you're not always going to shoot it well. There's other things, you know, you can do in the game. So, you know, Jamal's had a great year for us and just had an off night shooting the basketball.
Coach, before the game, you guys talked about having to beat some of the top teams in the NBA. Obviously, you got the chance to do that. It didn't happen. You know, how do you guys feel about that? You lost to them. You beat them early in the year. It's like you did Miami. It's like you did San Antonio, but right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating. I mean, but – like, you know, like I said before, no one's going to feel sorry for you. You got to go out there and earn it. You have to go earn everything. You know, you got to prepare the right way. You have to, you know, communicate the right way, motivate each other, stay with the process. There's areas we need to improve in, and we know that. So, hey, we'll add up the wins at the end of the season, see where we're at, and then we got to get ready for the playoffs. So I expect a lot from this team, but we're not playing at a high enough level against the top teams right now. You know, for long enough stretches to have success.
Is that a concern?
No question. Yeah, no question. It's a concern. It seems like we're getting three or four guys on every given night instead of, you know, six, seven, eight guys against the top teams. We got to get everybody, you know, playing at a high level at the same time, and hopefully that will come. But there's no easy nights. We got to get ready, have a good practice, couple practices, and get ready for Sunday. I mean, they pounded inside. I mean, we know that. You know, I thought we gave Gasol too many easy looks, you know, kind of staring at us and jump shots. You know, Zach does a very good job with his duck-ins. But we battled. You know, they've been effective. Tayshaun was the difference tonight, I thought. You know, in the first quarter, he took control of the game. We had a little bit of a lead. We couldn't slow him down with our coverages. And that kind of really, really, really hurt.
Did you feel like your guys lost their composure a little bit with the physical nature and some of the calls?
I don't know. I don't think we lost our composure as much as I just would like to see us kind of capture the heat of the moment a little bit better, understand the level that you have to play at on a consistent basis against a Memphis or a top team. And I thought we did that in spurts, but we have to do it far more consistently as we move forward.
Do you think you guys will have something at the break, the All-Star break, you haven't been able to get back? I mean, it just seems like it's not playing the...
No, I mean, we got to get Karam back. We got to get Bled back. Yeah. They're two, you know, key players for us. But, you know, there's no excuses. We have enough to win. We could have won this game tonight, but we didn't play well enough. Give Memphis credit, like I said. We didn't execute the plan the way we wanted to. And we weren't efficient enough offensively with our spacing, our ball movement, our screening, as we've been in the past. And that obviously hurt along with the turnovers.
You guys have 3 days off before you play again these next few days of practice. What do you want to see from your team at practice?
Well, you know, we got to execute. I mean, it's come down to defensively executing, trusting each other. They got way too many easy shots at times. And then controlling our turnovers obviously is a big factor for us. And then recognizing, you know, the three-point shot. They're not a great three-point shooting team, but the guys that shoot threes got three-point looks, and that just doesn't make a lot of sense.
What do you attribute the 60% shooting in first three quarters for Memphis too?
Well, I mean, they execute really well. The turnovers, they got some layups, they got some putbacks. They made a couple tough shots. I mean, that's, you know, guys are going to do that. But I thought, you know, we weren't impacting the ball as much as we need to. And then, obviously, their execution, their high-low game is difficult. You help in with their high-low game, and it opens up their perimeter game a little bit in their driving lane. So, you know, they execute well, and their bigs put a lot of pressure on you.
Look ahead, preview thought on Sunday's game.
I'm going to worry about Sunday. We'll figure that out with Sunday. Come on. Thanks.